Malaysia says Allah is the word for God, unless you're a Christian. Believers are responding to a devastating quake in the Philippines, and Bible Storying is connecting the dots and calming the waters. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Allah is the word for God unless you're a Malaysian Christian. The three-member appeals court issued a decision Monday in this controversial case. Paul Estabrooks is a minister at large for Open Doors.
Christians in these countries use the word Allah for God in their Bible. And Malaysia has decided that they don't want Christians to use this word that is an exclusively Islamic word for God.
The impact will be devastating for evangelists and Bible translators.
The current Bibles do have the word Allah whenever God is mentioned in the Bible. So now these Bibles will not be allowed to be distributed.
Estabrooks thinks the decision was a reaction to the pace of church growth. Here's the question we'll be praying about.
How do you come up with a substitute word and then make the Bible available in the country?
Join us at our Facebook page for more discussion. Next, the Philippines church is reaching out in Christ's name as people shake off the nerves from yesterday's earthquake. Registered at a magnitude 7.2, the quake killed over 90 people and the numbers expected to rise. Baptist Global Response teams are on the ground assessing lifeline needs like water, food, shelter, and health. Pray they get a chance to share the gospel as they respond to physical needs. Find more ways to help at our website. This is Mission Network News. What if disaster hit you and you weren't ready? For people in India, that's the case. Christian Aid Mission, your link to Indigenous Mission, is stepping up. They're providing aid and relief to those who were affected by this past weekend's massive cyclone. Flooding still remains in most areas, and many remain homeless. Pray relief teams stay safe as they help, and many find the hope of Christ. Visit missionnetworknews.org for the full story and how you can help. Meanwhile, Muslims and Christians sometimes view each other as enemies. Fighting gets pretty intense, especially in the stand countries of Western and Central Asia like Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, etc. Scriptures in Use says Bible Storying is reversing the trend.
This is a new tool that's very different from traditional evangelism, and it fits very well in the Muslim context of these sensitive areas. In one of the Western Asian stands, we've seen public repentance going on in quite a few of these villages.
An Islamic terrorist group claimed responsibility for recent bombings in the country.
We get a picture of Islam filtered through these bad events, but our partners there told us that many Muslims came and helped immediately after the bombing, and we're very, very sad that this had happened.
Pray for reconciliation and for the gospel to advance in this Western Asian nation. And what if you could help nearly 10% of the world's diseases? Those diseases are caused by bad water. Worldwide Christian Schools, through their Water for Wisdom program, is helping change that by installing water filtration systems. But they also train. Scott Vanderkoy explains why they do that.
Education is like the stepladder out of poverty, particularly in the developing world.
You can make an eternal difference by just being willing.
We're planning teams right now for 2014. Our whole philosophy is that we don't want to do for nationals what they can do for themselves. So we concentrate on knowledge transfer. We train folks here who travel abroad who then train nationals that carry on the work.
While some people won't go to Christ-centered churches, Vanderkoy says they will send their kids to Christ-centered schools where they hear the gospel. Clean water makes that even more attractive. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Do you sometimes think you've disappointed God? With your best gift, M&N will send you the book, The God Who Walks Beside Us by David Roper. He tells us in spite of our setbacks, failures, and disappointments, God is there ready to use us. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.